This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Stephanie Hughes talked earlier about federal dollars for residential solar projects. Tackling climate change is also going to require significant investment in the electrical grid, including transformers. Those are the metal canisters you see attached to utility poles. They convert high-voltage electricity from power plants to lower-level electricity that's safe for homes and businesses. There are some 60 million transformers nationwide, and we're going to need a lot more of them as the U.S. continues to electrify everything from cars to homes. One of the metals that makes up those transformers is steel, and the kind of steel matters. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports.
If the Biden administration is going to meet its climate goals, it needs to look for energy savings everywhere possible, including those electrical transformers that are so critical to the grid. Last year, the Department of Energy proposed using a different kind of metal inside of transformers.
It would have move the U.S. to adopt world-leading technology called amorphous steel.
Andrew Delasky is director of the Appliance Standards Awareness Project, which advocates for energy efficiency.
We thought the proposed rule was really headed in the right direction.
But some in the steel industry disagreed. Here's the backstory. For some 75 years, transformers have been made from something called grain-oriented electrical steel. Amorphous steel is comparatively new.
The efficiency of amorphous is just simply better, much better than grain-oriented electric steel.
Jun Koi is a material scientist at the Ames National Laboratory. He explains that the metal inside a transformer is rolled into super thin sheets or ribbons, and the thinner it is, the more efficiently it conducts electricity. And amorphous material is naturally thin.
It's about 30% or 40% thinner than the thinnest electric steel you've ever seen.
And that means less energy lost when electricity moves through the transformer. That's why many new transformers sold in Canada contain amorphous steel. But there was a problem with the DOE's proposed rule. Amorphous is produced at just one plant in the U.S., Metglass in South Carolina. Sourcing a new transformer of any kind can already take a couple of years or more, and could take even longer if all new transformers had to be built with amorphous material. Plus, the domestic producer of the old steel said the rule could lead to the closure of its plants.
This is ridiculous.
Daniel Vicente is regional director for the UAW Union, which represents 1,500 steel workers at Cleveland Cliffs in Pennsylvania and Ohio. He points out that while amorphous steel is produced in South Carolina, some of the raw materials are imported from China and other countries. Vicente says rather than switching all transformers to this newer metal, the U.S. should ensure there's enough business to keep traditional steel plants open.
Why would we cede the last domestic manufacturer of electrical steel?
The Energy Department ultimately walked back the efficiency mandates when it finalized its transformer rule this spring. Now amorphous steel will be required in only 25% of new transformers. The DOE's final rule will reduce CO2 emissions by nearly 85 million metric tons over 30 years. But efficiency expert Andrew Delasky says that's just a third of the CO2 that would have been saved by the proposed rule.
The risk here is that we're doubling down on old technology.
And since transformers can last up to 50 years, he says it's locking in inefficiencies for decades to come. I'm Julie Grant for Marketplace.